Saskto Day.ca, 3 out of Saskto Day.ca, S4 most read stories for 2022 are a good indication Saskatchewan residents have been preoccupied with their pocketbooks. Three $500 affordability tax credit check stories together got more attention than any other story on the website. The three stories were, $500 affordability checks still coming, province says, dated October 18, by John Cairns, Saskto Day.ca, they're here. $500 affordability checks have begun arriving, dated November 10, by Saskto Day.ca staff. And have you got your $500 affordability check yet? Dated November 17, by John Cairns, Saskto Day.ca. These three stories were number 1, 2 and 4, respectively. The announcement that checks were coming was made by Premier Scott Moe in August, leaving the public constantly curious as to when they could be expected. Our fifth most read story was also about government payouts. Expecting a double GST rebate? Not just yet, dated October 5, by John Cairns, Saskto Day.ca. As with the affordability tax credit checks, the reading public was eager to find out when they would be receiving those long-awaited funds. Number 3 and number 6 were indicative of some of the angst the pandemic had created amongst the population. In third place was, Sask. Woman dies allegedly after COVID booster. Daughter in shock, dated September 22, by Lisa Joy, Saskto Day.ca. This story was one of the top read stories for days on end, bumped out of the top spots only when the $500 check stories captured the public's attention. It continues to be in the top 25 frequently to this date. Again reflecting the public's frustration with the pandemic, number 6 was, it's time. Mo says COVID-19 restrictions on freedoms will soon end in Saskatchewan, dated February 3, by the Canadian Press. As in most years, our top stories also included crime, cop and court stories, prompting us to create a dedicated category for these popular stories. Following are top stories 7, 8, 9. It was a torture chamber, says judge in Lloydminster Court, dated January 14, by Lisa Joy, Saskto Day.ca. Crime Stoppers. 4 on Wanted List. Dated May 27, Saskto Day staff. Why was the Saskatchewan Premier's Silverado impounded in BC, and why no charges? Dated March 14, by John Cairns, Saskto Day.ca. With some more about government money, crime, controversy and catastrophe, here are the top stories in 10th through 20th place, Sask. Family of 4 to receive $1,101 in climate payment, dated September 19, by Saskto Day staff. Estevan man arrested for alleged sexual assault and more, dated May 14, by Estevan Mercury staff. Printer glitch holds up $500 affordability checks, dated November 30, by Saskto Day.ca staff. Premier Scott Moe announces $500 affordability tax credit, dated August 22, by John Cairns, Saskto Day.ca. Marcus Ray steps down from leadership of Freedom Movement, dated August 3, by Lisa Joy, Saskto Day.ca. Treasuring the final tear of a loved one, dated September 27, 2018, an opinion piece by Ken Rahlheiser. Hansen Farm Auction, biggest in history sets new benchmark for land prices for Southeast Sask. Dated January 27, by Anastasia Buhovskaya, Estevan Mercury. RCMP call off boat, aerial search for missing Saskatchewan boy after 2 months, dated June 21, by the Canadian Press. Video and photos, CP Rail, provides update on train derailment and fire near Macon, dated December 1, by David Wilberg, Estevan Mercury. Lloydminster man charged with murder after woman found dead, infant injured, dated December 26, by Saskto Day.ca staff. And man who ordered hit in drug feud dies before being prosecuted, dated January 6, by Lisa Joy, Saskto Day.ca. Following are top read stories 21 through 50. Good news, $500 tax credit checks coming starting November 14, dated November 2. Highway hotline update. Some roads have reopened, many still hazardous, dated March 8. Turtleford RCMP seek missing 48-year-old woman, November 27. Family of Trent Angus mourn his death after he was shot by RCMP at Waseca, March 9. Update. 5-year-old Frank Young found deceased in river, July 10. Protests planned at police stations across country, July 31. Updated, 9-hour standoff in Estevan comes to a peaceful end. Individual taken into custody, February 8. Highway hotline now showing road closures all over Saskatchewan, January 31. Man who had torture chamber in basement gets light jail sentence, April 15. Kurt Miller charged in another large drug bust, December 5. 15 basic physics concepts to help you understand our world, November 13. Update. Dangerous person alert, 10 dead, 15 wounded, September 4. Fire breaks out at Forget's Happy Nun Cafe, December 15. Thunderchild FN woman survives ride with the truck stop killer, October 23. Updated. NB residents charged in $55 million drug trafficking, money laundering, organized crime bust, September 29. Cougar caught on camera during the day southwest of Estevan, August 22. Couple preserves ghost town in southwestern Saskatchewan, August 19. Missing. RCMP looking for 38-year-old Assiniboia man, July 23. Protesters could be lured into violence, warns counterterrorism expert, August 5. Cat Cafe to open in Saskatoon, March 12. Missing. RCMP look for 16-year-old last seen in Balgonie, August 4. Tribune man goes missing during blizzard on Monday night, February 1. Battleford man charged with assault after video goes viral, July 20. Cabin owners evicted from Suffern Lake Regional Park, May 30. Good morning, Battlefords. RCMP. Tons of canola stolen in RM of Rudy, January 6. Winners of $1 million lottery ticket unveiled, October 14. Saskatchewan ending COVID-19 passport, lifting mask requirement, February 8. Megan Gallagher homicide. Who are the 8 accused? October 2. And Saskatoon resident wins $200,000 instant prize, December 28.